And welcome to your daily bread. Stay tuned as today we're going to be breaking bread and learning of Jesus.
Blessings, blessings in the name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to episode 6 of Your Daily Bread. I am your host, Kathy, and today we're going to be breaking bread on Matthew chapter 25. We're going to specifically be focusing on verses 14 through 30, the parable of the talents. Okay. As I was in prayer, you know, as usual, the Lord had impressed on my heart to be ready, what does it mean to be ready? Let's get into some context. Matthew chapter 24, okay, it talks about the prophecy. Jesus is talking about the prophecy of the destruction of the temple. Jesus was talking about the signs of the end of the age. Jesus was talking about the coming of the Son of Man. He was talking about the parable of the fig tree, the need for watchfulness, okay? And then in Matthew 25, we see the parable of the 10 virgins. We see, you know, the parable of the talents and the parable of the sheep and the goats, okay? And as I was in prayer, see, I got my notes here because the Lord be talking to me. He was telling me that I needed to be ready, okay? And he brought to my mind Philippians chapter 2, verse 12, if I remember it correctly. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12, all right? Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 says this, okay? It says, therefore, my beloved, as you have already, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Okay. We are light bearers. All right. And God was telling me to be ready. Why is that important? Why was God telling me to be ready? Because Jesus is coming back, my sisters. Jesus is coming back and we need to be ready. Okay. We're going to get into Matthew chapter 25, where it talks about the parable of the talents. Okay. And as I was praying and receiving from the Lord in his presence, you know, I was reminded of, you know, the parable of the 10 virgins, you know, that we need to keep our lamps burning as those virgins. It's like an example to us, you know, we need to be ready for when Jesus comes. We need to be doing what he says, what he commanded us to do. Okay. We need to be obedient to his word, being obedient every day in everything that we do. Okay. And we're going to get into the parable of the talents. Now, in this parable, we see the story of a man, okay, who entrusts his, you know, his servants with talents, okay? We see him give one talent one person five talents. We see him give the other servant two, and then we see him give one to one servant, all right? Now, you know, This person is actually the master of the house. He's actually leaving, okay, on a journey, all right? And we see him investing in these servants, okay? You know, and it makes the whole entire scenery. I'm just picturing like the whole entire scenery where this guy owns everything. He literally owns everything and he's investing in these people. He's literally leaving all his belongings, like, and he's giving them even money, like, what have you seen that, you know what I mean, this day and age? Like, you see this guy giving them everything. And that's what it's like when we believe in Jesus. When we believe in Jesus, he makes an investment in us, okay? Like, he's literally letting us inherit the kingdom. It's just crazy to me, this story, all right? So you see, like, you know, these two servants producing, and then you see one unprofitable servant, okay? And, you know, we were going to focus on the talents and we're going to focus on the importance of, you know, being watchful and being ready. Okay. Now let's get into the scripture. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm just praying that today you would give me the wisdom to speak, Lord, that your Holy Spirit would move through me, Father, and every word that I speak, Lord, that it may be edifying to my sister, that it may bring her closer to you, Father, and that it may bring glory to your name, Father. And we just love you, Jesus, and we love you so much, and thank you for everything that you've already given us. And I thank you for this sister that is listening to this podcast in Jesus' mighty name, and I love you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so verse 14 says this: "For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them." There you go. You see him. You see this man giving all these people, these three people there, you know, all his goods. All right. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability. So God's not going to give you more than you can handle. Okay. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. And you see, here you go. The first servant that got 5, you know, he went and there you, he made 5 more. All right. And likewise, he who had received 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. All right. So God, he gives us, you know, he gives us gifts. Okay. He gives us talents. All right. You know, and you know which ones these are. It comes natural to you. Like, it's like, you know, literally like a fish swimming in water. All right. The fish doesn't have to like try to learn how to swim. You know, no, it's just, he was born like that. It's like natural. It's just something that the fish can do. All right. So that's the same thing with us. Like, God gives us these talents. God gives us, you know, these certain gifts that we can use, right, for his kingdom, for his glory. And we see a lot of people, you know, that the enemy puts fear in them, okay, and confuses them about their purpose and their, what they're supposed to be doing, okay. And you know when you're not moving in what God gives you, when you're like, you know, that you feel like you're just, it doesn't work for you, okay? Like, it's just so hard and it doesn't come natural to you, all right? But there's certain gifts that God has given you. And, you know, people complicate this so much. It's really not that complicated, you know? It could be as easy as cooking. Maybe you are a great cook. Maybe that's a talent that God has given you. Maybe you are a great teacher. Maybe you're just able to just convey, you know, and instruct people in such an easy way that people just understand you. Like, you don't have a struggle trying to tell somebody to do A, B, and C. Like, you tell them to do A, B, and C, and they can do it because you explain it in a way that they just get it like that, just right away. All right. And I'm just giving you examples. Maybe some people are, you know, it could even be cleaning. Like, you could be an amazing person that cleans. You could be an amazing person that drives. You just remember all the routes. Like, I can't remember when I'm driving, you know, everywhere I go. But for you, it's easy. Like, you go to one place one time and you already remember what you're supposed to do. All right. And God gives us these talents, and they're supposed to be for the glory of God, to bring glory to his kingdom, to push forward his kingdom, to advance his kingdom. Maybe you have a gift of charity and you're able to give to the poor easily. Like, God had just blesses you and continues to bless you and opens doors for you financially so that you can, you know, provide to the poor or provide to, you know, people that are in need. You know what I mean? You know, everybody's in a different area. Everybody gets the talents that God gives them and abilities that God gives them so that they can serve. Okay. And I know that you have them, sis. Everybody has them. All right. God has given that to you. Okay. He's a good father. All right. So where were we? All right. So it says, so he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, "Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them." His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord." Okay. And then he says the same thing for the second servant, which had 2, and then he gains 2 more. Okay. But then we get to the unprofitable servant here. All right. "Then he who had received 1 talent came and said, 'Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid.'" Get that? "I was afraid. And I was afraid. and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have, look, there you have what is yours. Wow, this guy is just unbelievable. I mean, he's here getting everything. He's literally getting food, shelter, literally everything. Doesn't that remind you of someone? We're literally getting everything. This guy's getting everything, even our life, the breath that we draw, because everything belongs to God. All souls belong to God. Everything belongs to God. You know, contrary to popular belief, everything belongs to God. However, people have free will and they choose not to follow God. Okay. And then they will reap the consequences of that. But, you know, us that believe, you know, we literally get everything from Jesus, like everything. He's the king. And, you know, we're his sons and daughters. It's just amazing. And we inherit the kingdom because of Jesus and his sacrifice and what he did. Isn't he awesome? And then you see this guy, man, he has the audacity to just, you know, I don't know. I'm just picturing this in my, you know, I'm bringing it to 2024 where, you know, I have this person staying in my house and I'm providing everything, food, shelter, and then I'm giving them money also. And instead of going to work, you know, like, and bringing in something, you know, back and like, you know, being grateful and just being like, hey, you know, here, let me help out. You know, let me buy some food so that, you know, we can have some extra food in the house. Okay. Since I'm sitting here eating all your stuff and, you know, using your shower and using, you know, everything that is available to me in this home. No, but you see this guy's just like, that's like this guy saying, oh, you know, well, I'm just going to live here, you know, rent free, and I'm just not going to do anything, you know. And then on top of that, I'm going to be super ungrateful, you know what I mean, with anything that you give me. And if you give me something, I'm just going to be like, no, here, you can take it back. I don't want to like owe you anything, you know, I don't want to like, you know, I don't want you to take it out in my face. Like, it's just, I'm just imagining this whole thing going down. But, you know, that's besides the point. That's just me in my head. I went on a rant. But you see this guy, like this guy has such a poor attitude, you know, and you could tell that he's motivated by fear. He's motivated by fear. Like he's just like, well, you know, I hit it. You know what I mean? And as we keep reading, it says, but his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant, bro. You wicked and lazy servant. And I'm sorry for that, bro, but I'm just saying. You knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers. And at my coming, I would have received back my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. You see, we got to understand this, okay? We got to be profitable servants. We have to be watchful, okay? Jesus said to watch and pray, okay? That we don't, you know, come into temptation, that we don't fall into temptation. We got to be praying. We got to be in the spirit, sisters. We got to be praying for, you know, our children, our spouses. We got to be, you know, the light. We got to be, you know, be an example. Our actions have to match our words, whatever we speak. If we're saying we're following Jesus, then our fruit, we need to have the fruit of the Holy Spirit, love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, gentleness, okay, self-control. We need to be teaching our children about Jesus, instructing them in the way they should go in the Lord, all right? We need to be examples. We need, like, you know, we need to try our best to you know, follow the Lord Jesus and what he says. If he says go left, go left. He says go right, go right. We need to be able to hear him, okay? And I want us to understand that we must be ready. Okay. We can't prepare. That's like, you know, on the wedding day, you're about to get married. And on the wedding day, you're like, oh, I got to go pick out a dress. I'm just saying, this is like a shotgun wedding, but you know, normally people would want to, you know, go check out their dress, make sure you don't look like, you know, make sure it fits right. You don't want to go looking all crazy to your own wedding because it's like a memorable moment. It's like a day of joy, a day of where you're going to be so, you know, happy. You know what I mean? So we got to be prepared for when Jesus comes back. You know, when he comes back, there's not going to be any time to be like, oops, well, I'm going to start doing what God told me now. No, we got to do what Jesus said now, like today. And I want to encourage you, if you haven't been doing what the Lord told you to do, and you know what that is, because God has been telling you to do that, and he's been telling you to go do what he said, and you've been doubting it, you've been fearful, you haven't moved forward, this is your sign. You need to go and do it. Because I don't know if you look lately, look around, like the signs of the times are here. Like Jesus is coming. It's crazy out there. The world is going insane. And we need to really be praying, you know, for salvation of people, praying for, you know, our own salvation, you know, working our own salvation with fear and trembling, and doing what the Lord says. Okay. So I encourage you today, if you haven't been doing what Jesus said, you know, it's time to start doing it now, like now, like yesterday. Now you need to start doing what Jesus told you to do now. Okay. And it's not that complicated. Like I said, you know, God, excuse me, has given you many gifts, many talents. You need to start actually doing it now. What God has put in your heart, what you're doubting, what the enemy has put fear in you. Don't hide what God has given you. All right. Don't hide it. All right. Freely you have been given, freely, you know, you need to give to others. Freely you receive, freely give. Give what God has given you and have it multiply. Have it multiply and be productive. Be a profitable servant. Okay, sister. I hope that this has edified you. I hope that it has really brought you to your attention to be watchful, to be praying, to be, you know, fasting, looking for the Lord, you know, spending time with Jesus in his presence, you know, seeking him with all your heart, your soul, and your mind, all right? And loving your neighbor as yourself. That's what it's all about. That's all you got to do. And everything will follow the law and the prophets. You just got to go and follow Jesus with all your heart, okay? And let him guide you. Also, you got to be humble. Let him guide you. You know, pay attention to his corrections when he corrects you. You know, let him, you know, mold you. Let him, you know, fill you with his Holy Spirit daily, renew you, strengthen you. And just follow the Lord, sister. He loves you so much. You're so precious. Don't believe what nobody says. You're so precious to Jesus. You don't understand. Like, God literally came and gave us everything. We could see from this parable, he gave us everything. And the joy that we have, nobody could take it from us. Nobody could take it from you, sister. Because even though you're going through what you're going through, I don't know. But even, I don't know who this is for. Maybe this is for somebody who needs to hear this. But God knows, all right? God knows. You've been going through it. You've been going through it. God sees you. God sees you. He never left you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's going to be with you till the end of the age. He loves you very much. You have a purpose. It doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter what you're seeing. The just shall live by faith and not by sight. You need to follow. Keep pushing. Keep persisting. Keep praying. Keep seeking the Lord. If you've fallen and you made a mistake, you're sinning, then it's time to repent. It's time to repent. Turn around. Seek the Lord Jesus and start following him with all your heart. You got this. It's okay, because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, okay? We can do it with Jesus, all right? I'm encouraging you today, sister. I love you in the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray this is a blessing to all of you, and that has been your Daily Bread. Bye-bye now.
This has been your Daily Bread. Thank you for listening, and have a blessed day.